Okay, today's daf is Psachim daf Pei Dalet. Pei Dalet, we will start with the Mishnah on daf Pei Dalet. I'm an Aleph. But first, a couple of points. We ran out of time yesterday relating to the issue of what has to be burned and nosar and when do we burn it. So just two or three points related to the last Gemara that we went through. First is the Shagas Aryeh. Shagas Aryeh and Simin Sadi Vav discusses, as we had on Amud Beis yesterday, the discussion of the mitzvah of Achilas Pesach and what parts of the animal are considered basar, gid hanasha, what parts of the gid hanasha are included, what is the chiddush of the Mishnah, which part of the gid has to be burned. The Shagas Aryeh and Simin Sadi Vav asks, why don't we say the mitzvah asay of eating karma Pesach is docha the los asay of gid hanasha? We're saying, oh, you can't eat the gid, and therefore that's going to be left over, and it's nosar. Why don't we just say, asi docha los asay? Just like the Gemara asks in the very next line, relating to the mitzvah of burning nosar, should be docha the los asay of malacha and yantif. So what about the previous Gemara? Asa Shagas Aryeh. The asay of achilas karban pesach, should be docha the los asay of the Isra of Gid Hanasha. So he says, it's based on, we mentioned this a couple of days ago, Tosfos in Maseches Kedushin has a similar question. When Bnei Yisrael went into Eretz Yisrael for the first time, they had to wait until the second day of Yontif until they could harvest the Omer, they could have Yashan, and in that way eat the matzah. The question is, Tosfos there asks, in the name of the Yerushalmi, why couldn't they eat it beforehand? The mitzvah of Achilas Matzah, the first night, should be docha the Lo Sasei Chadash. Why do you have to wait till the next day? And the mon had to last an extra day. Why don't you say Asidach Alosa say? Tosfos says there, and the Shagas Aryeh quotes it, and Simin Sadi Vav, there's a difference between what's called an Asay Lefnei Hadibur, as we mentioned a couple of days ago. And a mitzvah Asay that was given before Har Sinai, you can't just say is Doche Alosa say from after Har Sinai. Why? Because, as the Pnei Yeshua explains there in Kiddushin, if you have a package, the Torah is given, and there's a mitzvah given in the Torah, so if it's given at the same time as the Losa say, you can say Hashem means to do the mitzvah even though there's an Avera involved. But if the mitzvah is given at a time when there is no Avera, so who says that this mitzvah should be done even when there's an Avera? Maybe when the Avera comes along, then that will be a limit on the mitzvah. That's the principle of Asay Lefnei Adibur, is not Doche Los Asay Lachar Adibur. So that's what Tosfos says. The mitzvah matzah was given in Mitzrayim, and the Isra of Chadash was given at Har Sinai. So that's why you don't say Asay Doche Los Asay there. Says the Shagas Aryeh, so maybe you say that here too. What's the problem that he alludes to in the last line? Is Gid Hanasha Alos Asay Lachar Adibur? Gid Hanasha is in Parshas Vayishlach. When did Bnei Yisrael stop not eat Gid Hanasha? So he alludes to a machlokas between Rashi and the Rambam, which we've mentioned in the past. An amazing machlokas, each shicha amazing in their own right. The machlokas is in Rashi and Chulin Daf Kuf Amabes, where Rashi says, even though if you read Parshas Vayishlach, you see Gid Hanasha, but really, the brothers ate Gid Hanasha. It was not aser to them. Moshe Rabbeinu, when he was handed down and dictated the Torah by Hashem, he put this pasuk back in Vayishlach, because that's where the story is connected to. But if you read the pasuk, it sounds like it was stuck in there. It's like the narrator talking. Al-Kein lo yochlu b'nei Yisrael az g'dan asher v'chulu ad ha-yom hazeh. So according to Rashi, it's a losa se lachar adibur. Says the Shagas Aryeh, according to that pshat, so my question is answered. The problem would be, as I mentioned it, but the problem would be the Rambam there. The Rambam in the Pirsha Mishnayos there gives a different pshat than Rashi. He says, no, it was us to the brothers. But there's a different pshat of which we mentioned in the past, in the Torah, but it's Chad Shalacha. It's a different pshat of that Mishnah. But the Rambam clearly holds the brothers did not eat Gid Hanasha. According to that, you'd have to give a different answer to those questions, because the Gid Hanasha or Gid Hanasha already existed also before Matan Torah. So that's point number one I wanted to bring out. Point number two relates to the last lines. Back on today's daf. The third source that was brought to explain why we don't say Asi Docha Losa say and allow Sreifas Nosar Ayantif is that, well, it's just like Mila Shalobizmana. Mila Shalobizmana doesn't have to be done today. So too Sreifas Nosar. There's no pressing need. So only what has to be done today. Ochal nefesh that has to be done today, that's the only thing that's allowed to be done today. If it doesn't have to be done today, it doesn't have to be done today. The Chassam Sofer, writes in the comment in his Pirashir, and also he writes it in the Chassam Sofer Al HaTorah, that if you look in the Rambam writes in Hilchis Isurei Bia, that Moshe Rabbeinu gave Bris Mila to all the Jews before they left Mitzrayim. So the Rambam says, when he talks about the halachas of Geiris, so Rambam quotes Moshe Rabbeinu before they could eat Karban Pesach, they had to get Bris Mila. The Rambam just says when they were in Mitzrayim. When did Moshe give them Mila? Rambam doesn't say, he just says in Mitzrayim. The Chasam Sofer says, based on a Medrash, he thinks it was Yontif. It was Mila Shalom Bismana. And it was Yontif. Right before they ate Karban Pesach. How could they do that? How could Moshe have done that? If it was Yontif already, how could he give them Mila? So Mila Shalom Bismana explains the Chasam Sofer that the Medrash tells us that Bnei Yisrael, on the night of Yitzias Mitzrayim, a Mila at night also is an issue here. If you did it at night before they ate the Karban Pesach. Okay. But the Medrash says that the night of Yitzias Mitzrayim, Bnei Yisrael smelled the aroma of Gan Eden, which gave them a strong craving for the meat of the Karban Pesach. And that's why they said, we want it. Well, you got to get Bris Mila first. As you get the Bris Mila, and then they can eat the Karban Pesach. But says the Chasam Sofer, you know why it was allowed then? Because it was an extension of Ochel Nefesh. The reason they were getting Bris Mila was because they had a taiva to eat the Karban Pesach. And it was something that they didn't have before, so it only can be done now. So dafka there, Ochel Nefesh, that's why it was allowed. It's an extension of the, you're allowed to cook, you're allowed to do malacha for eating purposes. This was a malacha for eating purposes. So even though normally Mila Shalom Bisman is not doche, but it is doche here. That's why the Chasam Sofer says, what pasuk are we learning this from? The pasuk of Ochel Nefesh. Hu levado yasa lachem. This, and then that year, maybe can be doche, but that's it. In the future, just a Bris Mila Shalom Bismana, it's not doche yantif, it's not doche Shabbos. That's an ingenious, creative shot the Chasam Sofer has in terms of adding to our knowledge of Mila Shalom Bismana. Okay, what else can we talk about? There's a lot about Mila Bismana, Mila Shalom Bismana. Maybe we'll wait, we'll continue, and then if there's time at the end, we will, as we always say, we would come back to the Mila Shalom Bismana. If you have two babies to give Mila to, a Bismana, Shalom Bismana, which do you do first? Fascinating discussion in the Achronim. Okay, but now let's get to the Mishnah. Says the Mishnah, Kol Hane'echal Bishor HaGadol, anything, any part of the animal that can be eaten from a large ox, Ye'achel Begdi Arach, can be eaten by a young goat. What is this Mishnah talking about? So it's Machlokas, Rashi and the Rambam. What is the mission? What halacha is the mission trying to teach us? Rashi says the mission is teaching me which part of the animal is considered edible, so that when you determine, is there a kezias for each person who is appointed for this Karban Pesach, which parts of the animal could you count? There are some parts of the animal that the parallel, an ox, cannot be used for Karban Pesach. Not bakar, only tzon can be used. But let's say you have a part of the goat, part of this sheep, that the parallel organ in a big ox, and that when the ox is mature, would be inedible. Says Rashi, even though it's soft in the goat, but because in an ox, in a mature ox, it would be inedible, it loses its status of basar, and therefore you cannot count that for your kezesim of Karban Pesach. That's what Rashi says. If it's edible by a big ox, then you can count it. And if you can't, so then you cannot count it. See Rashi? Shekfar huksha kol masha asila hakshospo. Meaning if it would be eaten in a shara gadol, meaning it's gotten as hard as it gets, which is not so hard, and it's edible, so therefore you could eat that. Rashi says, ro'i la'achila b'pesach, it's right to eat, even though Karban Pesach has to be within the first year, the sheep, after 8 days, within the first year. And then the Mishnah has three words, v'rashe knafayim v'aschusim. The shoulder blades and the cartilage are included. Are included in what? It's very unclear. Is that an example of pashtus? Is following the previous statement. Anything that can be eaten in the big ox can be eaten in the little sheep. For example, dot, dot, dot. Which the Gemara is going to say these are not edible. So what is the Mishnah talking about? So we will get to that. But just to note, the Rambam has a totally different shot what the Mishnah is talking about. The Mishnah is teaching us, says the Rambam in Perek Yud of Hilchos Karban Pesach, on which part of the animal are you chayiv for breaking a bone? That's the question. Says the Rambam in Perek Yud, Halacha Ches and Tes, Hayagdi Katan V'rach Sha'atzmos Avrachim. Sometimes the bones are very small. You have a one-year-old baby, sheep, even less. The bones are very malleable and flexible. Says the Rambam, lo yochal osan. These bones that are very soft now, but they will harden in the future, they have the status of bone. and therefore you can't break them, even though it's very soft. That's what the Mishnah means. Shezeh shover etzem v'malcha loke. And if you eat a malchus, she'echad shover etzem kasheh or shover etzem rach. Doesn't matter if you break a hard bone or a soft bone. These are soft bones. You might say these aren't bones. They're soft. No. If it gets hardened in a big ox, that means it's bones. And therefore, even though it's soft for you, and you might want to take a bite out of them, that's shviras etzem. That's an isadar raisa. And that's what the Rambam says. Zeh klal kol necha b'shara gadol. Anything that's eaten, so that it's mutter to eat it in the gdia rach v'chulu. And the Ravid jumps on the Rambam. I think Rashi's right. I don't know where the Rambam gets it from that this mishnah is about shviras etzem. Well, you know where the Rambam gets it from. The Rambam gets it from the context here. We're talking about shviras etzem in the whole parak. Maybe that's where the Rambam gets it from. Either way, like the next mishnah talks about shviras etzem. Okay. Anyway, we'll go with Rashi's pshat though to understand the mishnah. So again, to review, any part of the animal that even when it becomes mature in an ox, if it would still be soft and edible, then in your goat you're allowed to eat that. That's called meat for Karban Pesach. If it would be hardened later on, then it's not called meat, and you can't consider that your kezias for Karban Pesach. So Rabbi asked the following contradiction. Tanan, the Mishnah says, "Kol anechal b'shara gadol yochal b'gdiarach v'she'eno neechal lo." Mashma, that if it's not neechal, if it's inedible in the big ox, then you would not be able to count it. But what about the next line of the Mishnah? Ema seifa, Rashi knafay v'aschusim. Those examples are examples of what are edible, but that's not true. V'ohani lo misachli b'shara gadol. These parts of the animal, the shoulder blades and the cartilage, are not edible in a shara gadol. So what's the Mishnah giving examples of something that's not true? So the Gemara, two answers. Either elatanohi, maybe the Mishnah is missing words, and really the Mishnah is giving two opinions. It's machlokas tanoim. V'achi tani, this is how you should read the Mishnah. Kol anechal b'shara gadol ye'achal b'gdiarach, v'she'eno neachal lo. That's the first opinion. The Yesh Omrim Af Rashi Knafay Vaschusim, and some say no. Even these, which are inedible in the Shara Gadol, you could use that in your Gdi Harach. So maybe it's a machlokas. The first line of the Mishnah, the second line of the Mishnah, two different opinions. Rava Amar Rava said no. It's very hard to say this to machlokas in the Mishnah. Rava Amar Mahin Ktani. The Mishnah is going with a pshat Mahin, meaning the Seifa is explaining the Resha. V'hachi Ktani. This is what the Mishnah means. Kol anechol b'shar ha'gadol b'shilka ye'ocha b'diarach b'tzli. Anything that, even if it's hard in a shar ha'gadol, in a big ox, but what happens after you cook it? Could you cook it and make it edible? If you could cook it and make it edible, then that's good enough in a small goat if you would roast it. That's the problem, because you roast the Karban Pesach, right? We don't cook it. But if it can be made edible by cooking, by like shlokos in Maseches Brachos, cooked vegetables, if it can be made edible by cooking, that's good enough for the Gedi. Umahein, and what are examples of these? Rashi Knafayim Vaschusim. And those are the examples. Rashi, the shoulder blades and the cartilage. Tani Gavasi the Rava, we have a brisa that supports Rava. It says exactly Rava Shita. Kol anechal b'shara gadol b'shilka ye'ochel b'gdi arach b'tzli u'mahein Rashi k'rafayim v'aschusim. And the Mishnah, the brisa adds on the gidin harachin nidonin kabasar, and the soft gidin, the soft sinews are judged like basar too, and they can be used for nimnet to be manui on the Karban Pesach. Period. Itmar. There's a machlokes, itmar, so gidin shesovan lahakshos, or likashos. Gidin, sinews that are going to be hardened in the future. But right now they're soft. So are you allowed to use them for Karban Pesach or not? Machlokes. Rabbi Yochanan amar, nimne maleim bepesach. Rabbi Yochanan says, you can be nimne, you can't count them for Karban Pesach, because you look at right now, and right now they're soft. Rish Lakish amar, ein nimne maleim bepesach. Rish Lakish says, no. You cannot use them. What's the svara? Rabbi Yochanan Amar Nimnim Aleim. Rabbi Yochanan says you could use them and appoint people to get a kezias from them. Basarash does linen. You go by right now. Right now they are edible and soft. That's all you worry about. Rish Lakish Amar Ein Nimnim Aleim. Basar Basofas linen. Rabbi Yochanan says no. You have to foresee what's going to happen, and they are going to get hardened, and therefore right now they lose their status of edibility, even though they're lamaisa edible, but you don't consider them as something that you could designate for the Karban Pesach. ask the Mikdash David before we continue the Gemara. Right, we have to. The Mikdash David is one of our good mafarshim, our go-to mafarshim in Kachim. So this is right, Kachim and Taras. It's two svarim. Ask the Mikdash David if you hold. The Gemara tells us that there's no iser. This is in Tezayin Vav. The Gemara tells us elsewhere in Zvachim that Gidim do not have an iser of pigel noser v'tame. There's no iser if I eat pigel gidin or noser gidim. I'm not chayev for that. So ask the Mikdash David if I'm not chayev for tame gidim. So 1 second. So I have a way. If you say here that according to, let's say, especially Rabbi Yochanan, gidin, you could be nimnalim even if they're going to get hardened later. Why do we have to have a whole concept of Pesach Sheni? Why can't you say a tame person could eat, he's not allowed to eat a kosher garment, but what about he could eat the gidin? There's no iser of a tame person eating gidim, and therefore nobody should have to go to Pesach Sheni. Just have them eat the gidim, which we say here, you're allowed to be yotzei the Karan Pesach with. The amayin aroyel achila, hoichon limnosal gidim, the yotzei midechovasim Pesach. No problem with tumma. So he says, you know what you have to say, you're forced to say? All those gemaras that say that there's no pig, gol, noser, and tame are only according to the opinion of ein begidin benosein tam. The gidin don't taste like anything. But our gemara must be going like the other opinion. Because if you could be use it for a Karan Pesach, it must be that there's a taste there. And therefore, he says, must be some, because nobody suggests that, it must be that that machlokes is behind the scenes in our gemara. Okay, back to the Gemara, Rabbi Yochanan, Rish Lakish. Rabbi Yochanan says, you go by here and the now. Rish Lakish says, no, you got to look at the future too. Eisvei Rish Lakish, Rabbi Yochanan. So Rish Lakish asks on Rabbi Yochanan from our Mishnah, Kol anechal b'shar ha-gadol, ye'ochel b'gdi'arach. Anything that could be eaten b'shar ha-gadol can be eaten b'gdi'arach. U'mahim rashi k'nafayim v'aschusim. So what do you see from that, our Mishnah? Hani in, we're medayik. Rish Lakish is medayik. Only these two are allowed. Aval gidin shesofan liikasho slow. But other gidin that are going to be hardened, you're not allowed to use. Says Rish Lakish, you see I'm right. You look at the future. The future destiny impacts the present status. Amalei, says Rabbi Yochanan, no, who says that? Tana hani v'odin lahanach. Maybe these are two examples, but the same thing would apply to others as well. Hani, my time, why these two is two examples? Why here can you use them to hummus achli b'shar ha-gadol b'shilka? They could be cooked by the shar ha-gadol. Even though they're hard, you could cook them well, and you could eat them. Hanach nami misachli b'shar ha-gadol b'shilka. So too these can be cooked, and therefore these are just two examples. And Rabbi Yochanan says, don't worry, my shita of saying they're still edible now, it is okay. Says Reb Chaim. It's important, Reb Chaim here in the Grach al Hashas. Oh, I forgot a Ramban. Okay, we'll get back to that. Let's first finish this. Says Reb Chaim. I promised to start off with the Ramban today, but we'll get to that in a couple of minutes. Says the Reb Chaim in the Grach al Hashas in Simin Lamed Aleph. Venira, he quotes explaining our Gemara. What's the machlokas of Yochanan Reish Lakish? Whether you look at the future or not. Venira, the Iker Yisod Plukta, Sherab Yochanan Reish Lakish. Whether you go Basar Hashi or Basar Basof. Im kivein da atar rachinheim. Since they are soft now, is that good enough? At root, the issue is a unique machlokes within Karban Pesach. You have a mitzvah to eat besar Karban Pesach. That is not determined by whether it's edible or not. Because we have in our case, Reish Lakish says, it's edible, but you still can't use it for Karban Pesach. Why not? What's the svar for Reish Lakish? Explains Reb Chaim, you need to know what has the status of Besar Pesach. That's what they're arguing about. And that's separate from the ability to eat it. Im kivein da atar rachinheim, shein basar aleim achshav, o kivan dila basof yiskashu, ein aleim af atar shein basar, avalakule alma chazi lachila mikri, v'shem ochel lakule alma aleim. Everybody agrees it's ochel. The machlokas is whether it is basar. And for the mitzvah of achilas kachim in general, you might not need it to be basar. As long as it's ochel, there's no requirement. We've discussed in the past, the Beis HaLevi's Chiddush, that by all other karbanos, the mitzvah is for the karbanos to be eaten. The chefs of the karban. The karban Pesach is a mitzvah for me to eat it. If I'm a kohen, and there are thousands of kohanim fighting over the karban, I don't have a chiv to push my way in and eat it. As long as I make sure it's eaten, it's good enough. Karban Pesach, I gotta have a kazayis. Says Reb Chaim, that's related to this idea, because Korban Pesach is different. It has to be basar. It can't just be ochel. And therefore, even if something is edible and it's ochel, it might not be basar. And that's the machlokas. Umitzvah zachilas pesach niradika din miyuchad matalesa b'shar kachim to be ino dehevi behu shein basar. As it says, v'achlu es ha-basar b'layla zeh. And that's the machlokas between Rabbi Yochanan and Reish Lakish. Rabbi Yochanan says, well, you go by edibility. That's good enough for me to be called basar. Reish Lakish says, no, that is not good enough. And he explains that's how you could work out a couple of problems. That is the Reb Chaim. Okay, we continue. Let's get to the Mishnah, then we'll go back to that Ramban. When you go to Rabbi Avo, Ramile, please ask him the following contradiction. Mi amar Rabbi Yochanan, Gidin she so funly kashos nimnam alam b'pesach, Gidin that will ultimately become hard. You can be appointed, connected to them on Pesach, Alma, Basar Hashta, Zlini, you go Basar Hashta, you go by right now, whether they're edible, to be considered the Basar Pesach, for 1 minute. V'habai minei Reish Lakish mei Rabbi Yochanan, or harosh shel egel harach, the hide of the young calf, mahu sheyitame. Reish Lakish mei Rabbi Yochanan, we know for something to have tumas, ochlin, it's gotta be soft and edible. So, Reish Lakish mei Rabbi Yochanan, does the hide, the soft hide of the young calf, it's soft, so is it considered ochel? Does it have tumas ochlin? Va'amar lo, ein in metame. Yes, it is metame. Ain't metame. It's not metame. Alma, basar. Why is it metame? It's soft right now. Why would Rabbi Yochanan say that? Alma, so what do you see? What does he hold? Basar, basofas linan. Because even though it's soft right now, it's going to get hard. So how could Rabbi Yochanan here say, you go by right now, you see in Hilchas Tumah, that you goes basar basof. So Amar Le, he answered him, the Rami Lachaha Lokash Lakimche. The one who told you to ask this question to me, literally, doesn't care about his flour. That means, if you have a sifter who's not careful about coarse flour and fine flour, see, he didn't really ask a good question. Why? We know from elsewhere that Rabbi Yochanan retracted his shita and went like Reish Lakish. Meaning everybody agrees that you have to take the future into account. You don't go by edibility. And when Reish Lakish asked him a question from a different Mishnah, he said, don't bother me about that Mishnah. I think that Mishnah is a Das Yachid. But the Gemara says elsewhere in Chulin that Rabbi Yochanan eventually agreed with Reish Lakish. So that is the Gemara. One Ramban I forgot to mention. I wanted to start off with this, but I'll just mention it now. Sorry, I just got a little cough also. The last answer that we gave up above from Rav Ashi says that, you know why we don't say Ein Asei Doch, why we don't say Asei Doch Alos Asei, burning Noser on Yantiv, because Yantiv is an Asei and a Los Asei. What Asei? The Asei of Shabbason. Not only is there an isser to do work on Yantif, there's an assay to rest on Yantif of Shabbason. The Ramban, whenever this comes up, you got to mention this Ramban in Parshas Emor, where the Ramban says that, what does that mitzvah of Shabbason include? The Ramban says it's possible on Shabbos and on Yantif for a person to go around and not violate any isser de oraisa. And it could be like a weekday. He could open his store in a place with an Erev. He could sell things on credit. Well, business as usual. He could schlep things back and forth. It could be business as usual and not violate any Isser. That's why the Torah says Shabbason. Make it a unique day of Shvisa, which means even things that are actions that are not forbidden by the Torah, meaning certainly Surei Durabanan. What is Shabbason? What comes from Shabbason? Shvusim. The Isurei Durabanan of Shabbos are there to create an atmosphere. When we say Shabbos dick, it's not Shabbos dick, it's not Yontif dick. That's a halacha of Shabbason. That's not just an extra, an outside of halacha. That is halachic. Because that's all included in Shabbason. This Mitzvah Aseh is a all-encompassing. It includes many things. This Aseh of Shabbason, right? Many different halachas and situations can be included in that Ramban of Shabbason. Feel free to look at it in Parshas Emor. Okay, let's get back to our Mishnah. Says the Mishnah, Hashover es ha'etzem b'pesach ator harizeh lo karabayim. If somebody breaks a bone in a Pesach Tor, you get Malkus. So this is Daraisa. right? Ve'atzam l'sish bruvo. Aval ha-mosir batar. But if you leave over the Karban Pesach, or fashover betame, or if you break a bone in a tame Karban Pesach, ain't a lokas arbam. You don't get malchus. You don't get malchus for that. You violated. You might have violated, but you don't get malchus. Why not? So bishlama mosir betar. Fine, mosir betar. If you leave over, you're not going to get malchus. Why? Titanya lo sasir menu ad boker. Vanos menu ad boker vechulu. Boha kosav litin ase acher lo sase lomar shein loke. There's an ase here after the lo sase, and therefore you're not going to get malchus. Div Reb Yehuda. Reb Yehuda says you're not going to get malchus because it is a what? So Rashi says here what we this pasha of the Gemara is called lav she nitak lase in lokan alav. Why? Because it's as if the Torah says this is what you should do, not malchus. This is how you fix your avera. Lav nitak lase. That's the first shot of Rashi. Rashi then adds a second svara. The Gemara says you're not going to get malchus for lav nitak lase. Why not? Rashi here, important Rashi, two svaras. Why you don't get malchus for a lav hanita klase, a lav that could be fixed for an ase, like stealing, like leaving over karban, v'chulu. Number one is, because when the Torah tells you what to do, it's as if it's saying, do this and don't punish. Number two, the second svara Rashi says is, va'od, last line, delo dami l'lav dechasima, sha malchus nisbachlo. So we know for Bashas Kiseitse, the Torah tells us, Arbom Yakenu lo Yosef, right next to, the source for Malchus is right next to the Isser of muzzling one's animal. So Chazal say, only time you're going to get Malchus if it's similar to the lav of muzzling. So here, a lav of muzzling doesn't have a mitzvah related to it. It's just a lav. So therefore, a lav nita glase, a lav shenita lachos mises bezdin, and a lav shebeklalos, all of those are not dumya de lav tachasima, and therefore, I'm not going to get Malchus for that. Good. So, says the Gemara, I understand why I'm not going to get Malchus for leaving over no sar, because it's a lav anita glase. That's Rabbi Yehuda's opinion. Rabbi Yaakov Omer, Rabbi Yaakov has a different shot. Lo min hashemu zeh. That's not the reason. Elam ishim davile, a different reason. Davile lav sheim ba maisa. Vein lo kana lav. Leaving over no sar, you didn't do an action. It was an aveira b'shev al tase. One has to do an action in order to be chayav Malchus. So two reasons. Either a lav anita glase, or a lav she'ein bo maisa. Which one is the more inclusive one? If you would have to choose a reason. The Rambam in Hilchos Karban Pesach quotes the reason of lav hanita glase. That's the Rambam here, the same parak in parak Yud. The Rambam quotes, if I left it over, ve'in lokan alav zeh shaharei nita glase. In Yud Yud Aleph. And the Mishnah Melech says here, look what I wrote in Hilchos Tulei Mukdashim, but the Rambam also says it. There, the Mishnah Melech is bothered. There are two reasons here. Lav she'ein bo maisa, lav anita glase. Why don't we say, I think, says the Mishnah Melech, that lav she'ein bo maisa is a more inclusive reason. You know why? Because by a lav anita glase, what if the assay becomes impossible to do? What if it becomes impossible to do? Like here, what if I have the noser, I have to burn it. But then the noser gets lost. So I can't burn it. At that point, at least according to some opinions in Mesechta Nakas, you get Malchus then. Because you can no longer do the mitzvah. A lav nita glase is only if you can do the mitzvah. But if you can't do the mitzvah anymore, you get Malchus according to some opinions. So it says the Mishnah Lamelech, but there's another reason. Lav shema maiso, which is more inclusive. So I don't know why, says the Mishnah Lamelech, why the Rambam quotes the reason of lav nita glase instead of lav shema bo maiso. Some achronim tried to answer for the Rambam that maybe this lav anita glase is a different type of lav anita glase than others. And you would never get malchus. Why? By a usual lav anita glase, what is it? I did an aveira. I stole something. So how do I fix it? I give back the money. So that's really undoing my aveira. So if I can't give back the money, okay, then you're going to get malchus. But here, are you undoing what we did? I left over the carbon. I can't change that. I already did the aveira. This type of lava nita glase is a different type of nita glase. And therefore suggests the Bruch Tam and other achronim that this is never misaking the lava and you still don't get malchus, so you would never get malchus. And that's why it's just as inclusive, and that's why the Rambam quotes that case. Okay, that's a suggestion of the Achronim. Okay, let's get back to our Gemara. So you might, so I understand why you don't get Malkus for leaving over the Karban, the Karban Pesach, Ela Shover B'Tami Minalan. But how do I know that if they break the bones of a Tame Karban Pesach, how do I know that I don't get Malkus for that? Da Amar Kra Ve'etzem Lo Sishbru Bo. Right, we had this quoted earlier. Don't break a bone in it. Bo. We darshan. Bo bekasher v'lo b'pasul. Bo is only in a kasher karban pesach and not an apostle one. Fine. Period. Tana Rabbanan. The etzem lo sishbru bo. Bo bekasher v'lo b'pasul. So, first daya is exactly what we said. Rebbe Omer. Rebbe has a different source. Bebais echad ye'ochel. .. The etzem lo sishbru bo. Right next to the mitzvah of eating matzah. The mitzvah of eating Karban Pesach is the Isra breaking the bones. So we compare. Kol haroi l'achila yeshbo mishum shviras etzem. Any Karban Pesach which can be eaten has the Isra breaking the bones. V'she'en roi l'achila yeshbo mishum shviras etzem. And any animal that does not have ein roi l'achila, there's no Isra breaking the bones. My binaya, what's the nafkamina between these two shitas? Again, the first source is Bo v'loba pasul. And number two is, whatever's edible, roi l'achila, that has an iser of shviras etzem. So what is the nafkamina? As we'll have, as the Gemara, doesn't always do this, but the Gemara here is about to quote 8 suggestions. What is the nafkamina between the Tanakama and Rebbe's Shita? That is the question that the Gemara is dealing with. So, Afkamina number one. Amar Rebbe Yirmiya. Pesach haba betuma ikabinayu. A Pesach that's brought betuma. Lamanda Amar Kasher. According to the one who says, Kasher high pasul. This is pasul. So it's a pasul carbon. So what, you could eat it, but it's pasul. Lamanda Amar Roy Lachila. Hainami Roy Lachilu. But according to the one who said, it has to be right to eat, so this is right to eat. Afkamina number one. Rev Yosef Amar, Kol ki agavna de kuli alma, ein bo mishum shvires etzem. No. Rev Yosef says that can't be the nafkamina. Why? De Rebbe la kule kaasi. Because Rebbe is coming to be mako. That's how his understanding is. Vaya apostle, and this is apostle carbon, and everybody would agree by a tame carbon, even if it's eaten, there is no isser shvires etzem. Ella, the nafkamina is, says Rav Yosef, why a Karban Pesach, which had a time that it was roi and kosher, but then it became pasul. Lamanda amar kosher ha-kosher hu. This Karban had a time period when it was kosher, that's good enough for the Tanakama. And therefore there is an isser. Lamanda amar roi lachila ha-hashalav roi lachilu. But according to the second shot, it's not roi lachila right now. And therefore there would not be an isser of shviras etzem. Okay, number two. Number three, Abaya Amar, each one argues on the previous one. Kolki Agavna Kuli Alma. Kolki Agavna Embo Mishun Shrez Etzem. No. If Lamaisa, it's not edible now, even if it had a Shas Kosher, there is no Isser. My Taima, Hashtami, it's a puzzle. Because right now you can't eat it, and right now it's puzzle. Nothing to talk about. Ella Shviras Etzem Mibod Yomi Kibenayu. The Machlokas is there an Isser of breaking the bones on Erev Pesach, before the time to eat it? Before you eat it. Yeah, the Karban Pesach already. Is there an Isser of breaking the bones now? Laman da amar kasher ha kasher. According to the first opinion, there is an Isser. It's a kasher carbon. It's not totally on eating. Laman da amar kasher ha kasher hu. Laman da amar roi lachila. According to the one who says it has to be roi lachila. Ha shalab bar achila hu. It's not edible right now, and therefore there would not be an Isser. Says of Yosef Engel, what about Tosefes Yontif? What about breaking the bones during Tosefes Yontif? Why can't that be a nafkamina? Asked Rabbi Yosef Engel. Are you allowed to eat Karban Pesach if you make Pesach early? Are you allowed to eat the Karban Pesach? So maybe you see from this Gemara, L'chot mash makan de'i isa bizman she'yicholon lahosif have lay roi lachila da'afilu eno mosif adai. He says, during that time, the Gemara should have given the nafkamina. Because it didn't, it must be you can't eat the Karban Pesach during Tosefes Yontif. And this relates to the big Hakira of Tosefes, Shabbos, and Yontif. Is it Yontif or Shabbos early? Or is it a very limited business? Or Malacha, maybe you could do certain things, but it's not really the calendaric day starting earlier. Many nafkaminas, the sugya of Tosefes Shabbos and Tosefes Yontif. But Rav Yosef Engel here has that nafkamina. He says, if you would say it's really early, it would be starting early, then you should say that you could eat the Karban Pesach. What about this case? Chashukei Chemed. somebody makes a shvua that they're going to visit somebody on Shabbos, somebody who's sick. They're going to do Bikur Cholim on Shabbos, and he finds out that the hospital is very, very far away. It's too far to walk. Could he be Makabel Shabbos early, go on a bus with people who didn't wear Makabel Shabbos yet driving? They're going anyway. And, right, it's going automatically. His friend will pay for him, whatever. He'll go be Makayim Bikur Cholim during Tosefes Shabbos, and then he'll come back. Is that fulfilling his Shvuah of, he said he was going to visit somebody on Shabbos? Visiting during Tosefes Shabbos, does that work? So at the end of the day, he says, he quotes our Gemara about Tosefes, because of Yosef Engel, or the Shitas that he quotes. At the end of the day, he says, by Shvus and Adurim, you go by Lashem and Adam. So, if somebody's Mekabel Shabbos, and especially if the Chol is Mekabel Shabbos, Mistama is good enough, because you go by Lashem and Adam. Okay. We should be careful with our words. That's basically the Musar Haskell of that story. Weiter. So before we get to Nafkamina number 4, we have a question on number 3, where the question, Nafkamina was about early Rebbe Omer, the Brisa says, Nimnim al-Moach Sheberosh, Nimnim al-Moach Shebekolis, a person could be appointed and get a kezias out of marrow from the head, which means the brain, Ve'inim al-Moach Shebekolis, but not from the colus, the thigh bone. Why? What's the difference? They're both inside a bone. What's the difference? Why does the from the head work and not from the thigh bone? Al Moach Shebarosh my time. Why? Hol v'yachol agoro losio. Because you could stick a piece of straw into the skull and get the meat out without breaking any bones. That's why that's considered basar for Korban Pesach. But you cannot do that for the thigh bone. But he asked the Gemara, V'isakatai v'chshir esetzim ibod yom shaper dami. But if you say that there is no isser of breaking the bones on Erev, before Yantif, kol yisnami, nisri ibod yom, just break it beforehand, v'nafku alamok di day, and take out its marrow, v'nimnu alay, and use it. If you're telling me that there's an opinion that you can break the bones on Erev Pesach, so why don't you do that here? So, Amalek Abaya, Abaya defends himself and says, 1 minute, ula taimech, mishachashir anami. Well, why don't you just forget Erev Pesach? That night, Naisi Gumrasa, why don't you bring a hot coal, v'nechus aleh, put it on the bone, v'nikle, burn a hole in the bone, v'nafka l'mochtidein, take out the marrow, v'nimnele, and use it. Because after all, burning a hole is not included in the Isser. So, Tanya, avalasoreth batzamot, so somebody burns a hole in a bone, v'amachatich v'gidim, ein bo mishum shvirasetz ahatzem. There's no Isser there, cutting the sinews, burning the bones. So Abaye says, why don't you do that? You're asking me about a kachin erev yantif. Why don't you just burn a hole in it on yantif itself? Elamayis l'chalameimar. What are you worried about? Abaye amarishim paka. If you bring a coal, it might not just burn a hole, it might crack the whole bone. And therefore, you're worried about shvirat etzem. Rava amar or mishum hefsek kachim. Or Rava says, you might burn a hole, but you might also burn some of the marrow inside. So you're actively destroying carbon. Tahaka mafsele biyadayim. Dilma achal nura mimokhtide, maybe the fire will eat some of the marrow. So that's, Abaye says, that's what you're worried about at night? So mibod yom nami, gzeira, mibod yom atu mishachashecha. You know why you can't do that? Daraisa, it's mutter. You don't get malchus for that. But we're not going to allow it. Lechadchila, gzeira, you might come to do something like that at night as well. Period. The Achronim discuss here, what about Darashena Miskavin? You're not trying to break the bones. There's a chance that it won't break. So why don't you just... it's not a psik reisha. It's darshim miskavi. So why isn't it mutter? But Kivayger asked that question. Says maybe we're worried that you might do it in a psik reisha type of way. Either way, that's a discussion. Let's continue. So, 4. Nafkamina number 4. Rav Papa. Second to last skinny line. Rav Papa amar kokia gavna kuliyama yishba mishu shvira sa'atsen. No, I think Erev... Ella be'ever, says Rav Papa, be'ever, sheyatsa... Mixaso plea kamifugi. The machlokas is about an aver that partially went out. Manda amar kasher hakasher. According to the one that says kasher, it is kasher. Umanda amar roi lachila halav barachilahu. But according to the one who says roi lachila, it is not roi lachila. Kiditanya, the brisa says, Rabbi Shlomo ben Osher, Rabbi Yochanan ben Broko omer, aver sheyatsa mixaso v'shavro, an aver that went out partially and you broke it, ebo mishum shviras etzem. There is no iser shviras etzem. Tosfos wonders, What is the Gemara talking about here? It's kosher, but it's not ro'i l'achila? the limb that went out is pasul and is not roi l'achila. The part of that limb that's inside is kasher and is roi l'achila. So what's the Gemara talking about? So the Maromi Sada says, you have to read it as follows, that the entire karban is still called a kasher. And therefore, regarding the karban, there would be an isra shvira zetzem. But regarding this limb, it's not roi l'achila. Okay, that's how you have to read it. Okay, number five. Rav Sheshes parade Rav Yidi Amar Kolki Agavna to Kuli Alma Ebo Mishim Shvarasa Etzem. No, Rav Sheshes says, I think everybody would agree here. There's no Isser. Tahai Ever Apostle. It's Apostle. El Shvarasa Etzem Bina Ika Binayhu. But I think, says Rav Sheshes number five, the question is, if you started roasting your animal and then at that point it's Na, it's only semi, right, media, a little bit rare. And then you broke the bones. It wasn't ready yet. That's the nafkamina. Manda amar kasher or kasher. According to the one that says kasher, it's kosher. Manda amar roi l'achila, hashtein roi l'achila. But according to the one who says roi l'achila, it's not roi l'achila yet. There's an isser to eat the karban at this stage. Next, Rav Nachman bar Yitzchak amar kol ki agavna yesh bo bishur shvira zetzem. No, if it's not ready yet, but it's going to be ready. So I think there is still an isser shvira zetzem. My time at achazi l'achila. It will be the matzvi leva achli. You're going to keep roasting it and eat it. Ela shviras ha'alya ikibinayu. The machlokas is the breaking the bones in the tail. The tail, if you remember from back on Daf Gimel, remember the story of the non-Jew who boasted about eating the Karan Pesach, and he said, and Shimon said, and the Tana there, Rebbe Meir said, ah, did they ever give you from the tail? And that was a lie. So here, the tail is burned. So is there an Isra Shriyas Etzem by a part of the animal that's not eaten but is burned? That's the nafkamina. Shriyas Ha'al Yikabinayo. Lamanda Amar Kasher HaKasher. It's Kasher Karban. Lamanda Amar Roi L'Achila Ha'ena Roi L'Achila Ta'al Yilagavo HaSalka. Because the tail is burnt. Next, number seven. Rav Ashi Amar Kog Yagavna Vadei Ein Bo Mishur Shriyas Etzem. The tail's for sure no problem. Ta'vadei Ena Roi L'Achila Klal. It's not edible. Right? Shriyas Etzem is a function of eating it. Ela aver she'enal of kazayis basar ikabenayu. The nafkamina is an aver that does not have any flesh on it. Lamanta amar kasher ha kasher hu. Lamanta amar kasher is a kasher karban. Lamanta amar roi lachila binan shir achila veleka. You need a shir of achila and you don't have it if it doesn't have a kazayis. Achrona point out, this sounds like there's no concept of chatzi shir when it comes to mitzvos. Right, about a half a kazayis. Isn't there a mitzvah? Sounds like no. If it doesn't have a kezias, there's no mitzvah. Again, it's a topic that we've spoken about in the past. Ravina on my last one. Kol ki agavna lesbo mishum shviras etzem. No, everybody would agree. If there's no kezias, there's no iser. To be on shir achila, ela aver she'ena lov kezias basar b'makom zeh. V'yesh lov kezias basar b'makom acher ika benayu. What if there's a kezias all over, but not in one spot? Lamanda amar kasher ha kasher hu. So it's kasher if you put it all together. Here you need the achila, you need the shear in one spot, and you don't have it here. Period. Let's just finish up the last section. Tanya karba minayu. We have a brisa that quotes four of the opinions. The Tanya, four of the eight. Rebbe Yom, Rebbe Bai Zechad Yechad, Esam Lo Tishpruvo, Ala Kasher Uchaya, Veino Chayav Ala Pasul, Haisalos, that's the din. Haislo shasa kosher v'nifsal b'shasa chila ein bo mishum shviras etzem. That was shita number two about shasa kosher. Yesh bo shir achila, yesh bo mishum shviras etzem. Ein bo shir achila, ein bo mishum shviras etzem. That was number seven. You need the shir of achila in one spot. Roi lam is bichlal. Ha roi lam is beach ein bo mishum shviras etzem. It has to be roi lam is beach. That's no shviras etzem. That's the tail answer. The tail has no iser shviras etzem. B'shas achila yesh bo mishum shviras etzem. Shelo b'shas achila ein bo mishum shviras etzem. That was the number three, the case about eating it, breaking it on erev Pesach. So either way, four of them are suggested. Just to finish off, the Chashuk Yechemed talks about what about bizman hazeh? Is there any iser shviras etzem bizman hazeh? So pashas no, there's no Karan Pesach. But remember, the message of the Sefer HaChinuch applies. We mentioned it last time. The message of eating properly, like malachim, not breaking bones, not even ravenously, that message applies today, even though really, per se, the Isser of Shriyas Etzem does not apply today. Okay, we'll have to stop here. B'Hashem, we'll continue again Friday morning with the next daf. We'll stop here. Everybody should have a good day.